Right, I thought I'd add my thoughts to the literature read out in the last two boos. Not positive at all. Basically, the two pieces do not collaborate. The one from the councillor says that the system can be shut off remotely. It can't. In the one from North Hart Homes, it says that the fire brigade have access to a key box, which they don't have access to the key. Yes, they have an access to the original key, but because it had been broken into to get, because the engineer didn't have the key, he had to break into the control panel. They've fitted a ruddy great padlock to the control panel, and neither Baldock Fire Station or Hitchin Fire Station have access to the key. So that's a load of old rubbish. Originally, when I read this letter from North Hart's Homes, I was a bit distraught that he basically called me a liar when I told him that the residents of the property had been complaining about these problems for years. Yes, they may have phoned and complained, but complaints don't mean a thing unless you put them in writing. I don't think anyone have actually complained about this. And it's only recently that I've realised that that's possibly the case, because I'm the only one who seems to phone up and try and get something done about it being deactivated and things. Basically, he's accusing the residents of causing the problem by letting vandals in and stuff like that. But as I keep telling you, the last few times, I would say the last six or seven times that the alarm system has activated, it has not been caused by kids in the corridor smashing the alarm button things, which has been greatly reduced due to the fact that they have been putting these cameras in the corridors outside. But no, the last six or seven times it has been activated due to people getting on with their lives, i.e. cooking and having a shower and things like that. It's just little things that you have to be so stringent about what you do now. You have to make sure that all doors are closed when you have a shower or do something in the kitchen. Even toast sets it off. We're not talking a smoke alarm, we're talking a fire alarm. And as I've mentioned before, these fire alarms are stupidly placed over the only... Well, it's not stupid in respect to it's over the main exit, entrance exit of the flat. But the problem is, as I've mentioned, it's above the bathroom door. Okay, you say close the door to the bathroom, but that isn't always a solution, because none of the doors, the internal doors in these flats, actually go from top of the door frame to the bottom of the door frame. There is about half an inch gap under every single internal door. So the steam, or if you're bad at cooking, smoke, actually goes under the door and still sets it off. So you have to be so careful. Some people have gone as far as to put plastic bags, having to climb up on a chair or a stepladder and put a plastic bag over the sensor to stop it whilst you're cooking or having a shower. But you shouldn't have to do that. It's the design flaw. It's not the fault of the residents. Even the guy poo-pooing the idea of having a key holder in the flats, why can't they have a key holder in Letchworth? It would make perfect sense. I've been told on the last occasion that the engineers had to come out, I have been told that Britannia Fire Alarm Systems have agents or subcontractors in this area that can deactivate that alarm system. But North Hart Homes refuse to deal with anybody apart from the company directly. So this means they have to come out from Peterborough. On the 20th of December 2010, the alarm system went off at 10 past 10 in the evening. Now, the guy from Britannia wasn't in the area that day. He was up in Preston, which luckily he managed to get hold of a subcontractor himself to come and deal with it. He had to get someone in, otherwise it would have been 5 hours waiting for him to come from Preston to switch it off, which is stupid. But that's another story. We'll go into that some other time.